So the Mozart Requiem has a very juicy past, and the main issue is that Mozart died before completing the Requiem, and in fact, there's all sorts of legends around this. The story goes that he was visited in the summer of 1791 by a mysterious hooded visitor who asked him to compose a requiem, said he would pay him to compose a requiem. Mozart is said, although we don't know for sure, but the rumor goes that he saw this hooded visitor and might have thought he was being visited by the figure of death himself, and that he was writing his own requiem. Mozart allegedly suspected he was being poisoned, and so began composing this requiem that fall with that assumption being in his mind. So the other thing I forgot to mention is that the mysterious gray hooded visitor, in fact, was not the figure of death, as you may have thought. He was the messenger from a Count Walsegg, who was a count at that time, who liked to commission famous composers to write music and then pass it off as his own. So the reason for the hooded messenger and the secrecy was not that he was, of course, supernatural, but rather that he was a sort of fraudulent count who wanted to get Mozart to write this piece, and then say that he, Count Walsegg, had actually written it in memory of his wife who had died earlier that year. So that's the real story. Mozart began feverishly composing this work and indeed was sick, although experts now think it was probably just rheumatic fever rather than the actual exciting poisoning story. So he had the rheumatic fever. He completed as much of it as he could and sketched out some of the other ideas and died, some say, while people were singing through the Lacrimosa with him. After he died, he was buried in a mass grave, as was the custom at the time, and his widow, Constanze, was worried about making ends meet for her family. So she decided that a really great idea would be to pass off the completed Requiem by somebody else working with Mozart's sketches, as Mozart's own Requiem, in order to get it published, get sales from proceeds from that, and also to have it performed and more money for her and the family through that. So she went about trying to find another composer to help finish this Requiem. Now, people who have seen the movie Amadeus may think it was the composer Salieri who finished it, Mozart's supposed arch rival, but in fact, that's a fabrication by the playwright. But instead, she went to a couple of Mozart's pupils, and in the end, I think her fourth choice was Süssmayr, Franz Süssmayr, who ended up completing it. Now, it's very strange because all of this didn't come out until another 10 years after Mozart's death. Everybody thought that this was all Mozart's work, and they thought that that this Süssmayr had nothing to do with it. But when Süssmayr finally fessed up that he had been the one to complete it, he and Constanze had the sort of party line that, well, he had been there during Mozart's time of death and illness and had seen Mozart's notes and talked with Mozart about what he wanted to do and had encouraged and had been at the ready to complete this. But that seems rather strange given the fact that Constanze had asked three other people prior to going to Süssmayr. So basically, nobody knows how much Constanze was sort of inventing in order to serve her financial needs and how much Süssmayr was inventing in order to serve his own publicity needs. But what we do know is that Mozart wrote, basically the sketches for most of the movements for the first two-thirds of the work. At least the choral parts, and then Süssmayr sort of filled in some of the orchestration, completed some of the movements that weren't finished, and then wrote the last few movements of the work. It's a beautiful piece in any respect, and some people choose to perform this Süssmayr version of it. Some people choose to perform other versions that have been done later. There's a recent version by Robert Levin that was recently performed by the Portland Symphonic Chorus. But the reason I choose this Süssmayr version is, well, we can't really know what Mozart's intentions exactly were. If Süssmayr perhaps was the closest to Mozart at this time, or may have had any information from Mozart, then we can sort of assume that this is as close to Mozart's intentions as we're able to get 200 years later.